Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and a very warm welcome to this evening's episode of the Arabic with Sam podcast. I pray that you guys are in the best of siha and the best of iman, the best of health and the best of iman. In today's episode of the podcast, we are beginning a series, which I've been planning for quite a long time and something that I've been really looking forward to, on Palestinian literature and really Arabic for Palestine in general. So we'll talk a little bit about sort of, Palestinian Amiyya. I'll talk a bit more about that. I know I touched on it in yesterday's episode. We'll talk a bit more about that in this series, but today is an introduction to it. And in this episode, I'm going to talk a bit about what we'll be covering. I want you guys to be aware of some really kind of iconic Palestinian authors. And I want to talk about my my sebeb, the reason for really wanting to do this. Obviously, completely of my own fault, really, I suppose. I've been silent on this matter. Nobody's sort of messaged me and said, why aren't you speaking about Palestine and stuff? But I have felt responsibility on myself, as anybody with an audience, even if it's as humble as mine, do have some level of responsibility to speak about this injustice. And perhaps especially as myself, as someone who has spent time in Palestine as well, be it a long time ago, to actually speak on it, inshallah. And I think that literature, especially, is perhaps one of the most powerful ways to humanize a people. And it's very, very difficult to commit genocide against a people when the world sees them as humans. So it will give me great joy to be playing as humble role as I can in, for many people who don't meet Palestinians, to be giving them life somehow through their literature. So we'll definitely talk about that, inshallah. So some things that we'll do is, next week I'll do an episode as a overview of the Palestinian dialect of Arabic, because that is quite important for literature and for accessing lots of things. Even like news interviews and stuff with people from Palestine, like if you have an understanding of their Amiyya, it will be very, very helpful. And I've already started planning that episode. And in fact, I started writing a book on Palestinian Amiyya when I was in Palestine, and never really got around to publishing it. So lots of those notes, inshallah, we'll go into that episode of the podcast. So some individuals that we will talk about will include Ibrahim Tuqan. The Tuqan family is a really kind of important family, particularly for anybody interested in the history of Nablus in particular. And we will also talk briefly about his sister, Fedwa Tuqan, his younger sister. And we'll talk about the novels of a really famous Palestinian author, Ghassan Kanfani. We'll go through some of his work as well, inshallah. We probably won't complete the entire novels, but I want to introduce the plots of those novels to you and maybe the underlying messages and priorities and values, I suppose, of those novels and what's conveyed in them, inshallah. So what I'd like to do today, inshallah, is I'd like the bulk of the Arabic language lesson today to be talking about a hadith. It's a hadith by complete serendipity, really, that I came across it, because it came as great comfort to me at a time when I was going through something quite difficult with my family. And it is as follows. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أطفال المؤمنين في جبل في الجنة يكفلهم إبراهيم وصارة حتى يردهم إلى آبائهم يوم القيامة. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the children of the believers are upon a mountain in Jannah. They're being cared for by Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sarah until they return to their parents again on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment. And it was a close friend of mine who actually shared this hadith with me, because on the same day that the IDF launched their assault on Gaza was a day that my wife and I lost a baby. And it was a hadith that, a brother who was very close to me shared with me. I mean, Allahu A'lam, it may be a hadith that doesn't apply to our situation, given the stage of pregnancy, but nonetheless, it's a hadith that gave me great comfort during that period, and it's one that I wanted to talk about, because, of course, the plight of the people in Gaza at the moment, the number of children that have died, as per the recording of this episode, I believe it's above 20,000, we're way above that. In fact, I checked it when I first wrote some of my notes for this podcast, and that was a very, very long time ago, and it was tens of thousands of children that have been murdered in Gaza. So I wanted to talk about this hadith and give you guys an understanding of it and talk about the language that's used in it, inshallah. And then that will be enough, inshallah. So what does our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, Atfalul mu'minina. Atfalul mu'minina. This is a very kind of, this is a textbook, mudaf and mudaf ilayh. This is atfalu, the children, from the singular tifl, meaning a child, atfalu. Atfalu, because it is a, it's a mubtada really, as well as being a mudaf. It is just the children of the believers, of the mu'minina. Mu'minina is majroor. It is a mudaf ilayhi, but these words, which are jim' salim, a sound plural, they express being majroor with the ina ending, and being mansub as well, it'd be the same. So, atfalul mu'minina, the children of the believers, fi jebelin, are in a mountain, literally in a mountain. Where? Fil jannati, in jannah. Okay, we've just got two, again, textbook examples of jar and majroor. There, we have a jar and a majroor, which is nakira, and then a jar and majroor, which is ma'rifa. Jebelin being nakira, indefinite, and al-jannati being ma'rifa, being definite. So, atfalul mu'minina fi jebelin fil jannah. The children of the believers are literally in a mountain in Jannah. Yakfuluhum. The verb kefala, yakfulu, yes, it means to care for. The mustard of which is kefl, I believe. Yakfuluhum. Yakfuluhum. He cares for them. In the singular, actually. Yakfuluhum. Ibrahimu wa Sara. That's Sara and Ibrahim. So Ibrahim and his wife Sara. They are caring for them. The hum, obviously referring to Atfal al-Mu'mineen, the hum referring to the children of the believers, are caring for them. And of course, there's no better care than the care of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah. Hatta yuruddahum, from the verb radda yuruddu, to return or to send back. Hatta yurudda, because it's after hatta. Hatta is one of these words that makes the verb after it mansub. We see this in many, many places in the Quran and in hadith, actually. For example, the very famous hadith where the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحبه لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. He said that none of you have truly believed until you love, حتى يحبه, or until he loves. Not يحبه, يحبه, because of حتى. حتى يردهم, until they are returned, إلى آبائهم, to their parents. إِلَىٰ أَبَائِهِمْ. أَبَى is literally the plural of أَبْ, meaning father, but أَبَى is their forefathers, you know. إِلَىٰ أَبَائِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Perhaps this is like a مَفْعُول فِيهِ. It's يَوْمَ because it is the time or the place in which something is happening. يوم القيامة, and يوم القيامة again is another مضاف and مضاف إليه, textbook إضافة type structure, but it's just that the مضاف is منصوب because it's a we can kind of consider, if we're using English grammatical terms for it, we would say that it is a maybe like an adverb of time. It's a time when a certain thing would happen. If a certain thing happened tomorrow, likewise we'd say غدًا, or if we'd say that it will happen next week, we'd say الأسبوع القادم. We would use الأسبوع, in the منصوب in that exact same manner. So on the day of Al-Qiyam, the day of resurrection, inshallah. So I've talked a little bit about the kinds of things that we'll do in this series. I've just given a brief introduction to it, the kinds of things that we'll talk about and why, and what the up and coming episodes will be about when we talk about the Palestinian Arabic and Palestinian literature, inshallah. I really wanted to share that hadith as well, just because I think it's beautiful. There's really useful Arabic in there, and it's a great comfort to those of us who have you know, who have had unsuccessful pregnancies or have even lost children. Okay. And then I suppose the last thing I'll say is if you are looking for a kind of a more serious way to learn the Arabic language that's more structured, more applied, things like that. Of course, we do have spaces in our Academy, Arabic Unlocked, and we're also giving 10% of our profit as well at the moment to One Nation, who are on the ground in Gaza doing humanitarian work there as well. So if you wanted to do sort of two birds in one stone, if you wanted to get yourself well prepared for the month of Ramadan, now is a really good time to start. And also some of your fee as well will go towards humanitarian work in Gaza as well, which of course is a really important part of what we need to be putting our efforts towards at the moment, as well as boycotting and things like that too. Okay, so that's everything for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. You guys mean the world to me. May Allah bless you. Tomorrow, we'll be doing a student's questions, actually, by the way. Yes, so students often send me their questions to my Gmail. I'm arabicwithsam@gmail.com. And they ask me all kinds of really useful questions. And I thought I would start answering those questions live for you guys to benefit from, inshallah. So we have a student's question tomorrow. I've just finished doing the intensive Quranic Arabic intensive program, Arabic Unlocked. And one student in particular, Mariam, who's graduated recently. Congratulations to all of those students, by the way. This year, alhamdulillah, with our cohort this year, all the students passed their exams with flying colors and on their first attempts, alhamdulillah. She always used to say in our lessons that she had so many questions, she just didn't know how to word them. So she would often come to like our Q&A sessions with no questions, but she really benefited from other students' questions. So I kind of want to apply that same principle to our podcast as well, inshallah. So we're going to carry on with that. We're going to carry on a series, inshallah, of questions from Arabic students starting tomorrow. So I'll see you then. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ma'a salama wa ila al-liqa'.